It's time for My Morning Mixtape on 95BFM.
Indeed it is, and we have Alex and Tui from the Dance Plant Collective coming up and talking to us about meat and everything that's involved in that, and the music and the show. And how are you guys doing today?
Hi, I'm pretty good.
Pretty good.
So Alex, you composed the score for the film, and Tui, mm-hmm. you're the one who is choreographing it?
Yep, so I'm the choreographer, and Alex has been making all the music to accompany the show.
Awesome. And so Alex, you work on music on the side as well, and so how is this any different? Is this quite different from what you usually do music-wise?
Yes, this is completely different. It's another ball. And I usually produce down-tempo techno. I'm a big techno head, and I have a project called Rion, and it's a project where I make lots of original music, and I've been asked to make the music for this theater show.
Yeah, how did you find Alex for this project?
We met in Berlin last year, and I fell in love with his music and asked if he wanted to be on board in making a show about meat, which is obviously sonically a bit of a interesting challenge. Well,
tell us a bit about the show, because it's like a very confronting topic, right?
Yeah, it's a full-on topic, and it's... it translates a lot to dance. So we're using dance and the body as the main medium to portray or bring across these ideas. And it's going into all kinds of realms surrounding the topic of meat, consumerism, animal welfare, factory farming,
and
environmentalism.
And Alex, how did when you got asked to write the music, did you get told about what the show was about, or did you see the show and then do the music, or how did it come about? Did you get a script or something like that?
I got like a memo about it.
And that was all?
And I didn't read it though. I was just super busy. I just wanted to be involved. Because I know that it's going to be a hell of a show. Because Tui's amazing. And I didn't really know what I was agreeing to. But it just kind of unfolded as we went. And it's been a fascinating journey.
Awesome. And this first track that we're going to play, Brisket, how does this tie into the show?
Yeah, so Brisket is the first track that I made when we started making the music. And what happened is I decided to, before making the music, I decided to collect sounds. My premise was to have my techno background shine through the music. And also I wanted to have meaty sounds. So I wanted to be a bit dark, a bit like slimy, disgusting. So as I'm a vegetarian, I didn't really want to go into a recording studio with meat and do that myself. So I thought, where will I find these sounds? So I went on YouTube and just went into that rabbit hole of these weird videos.
I'm sure there's some weird stuff out there.
Which is like every next video just gets weirder and weirder. Somewhere down that line, I found the best thing ever. I found not just some meat sounds, but a whole butchering tutorial. And it's this guy standing in his butchery with a carcass hanging down from the ceiling, and he just explains how to operate that, where to cut the bones, where to cut the flesh, and he does it in such a chill, casual way. And I thought, this is perfect for like the beginning of a scene.
Awesome. We'll give it a listen, and we'll come back and talk about some of the other tracks that you've worked on and about the show in general.
Let's do it.
Hard against the bone. Now we have a boneless brisket.
Thank you.
Now we're going to show you how to make a rolled brisket.
You're saying that it's getting quite a bit of a following behind this. How did you describe it? Because you said it was performance art, right?
Yeah, so I think it's more of a dance theatre background and performance artwork than it is pure contemporary dance aesthetic. And I think, yeah, that is definitely more of what I would title the work as.
Mm. And we're saying that it's also going to be quite a graphic one. So do you think that people who have a bit of trouble with that kind of stuff would...
Yeah, I mean, like I said, our trailer's been taken down off social media twice and off Instagram and off all these various platforms, which I love because that's the whole point of it, like to create conversation.
It means you're doing it the right way.
Yeah, it's not a nice topic. It's a really heavy one, but it's one that really needs to be addressed and really needs to be talked about. And I feel like honoured to use my craft to portray this idea and talk about these issues.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a big issue for me too. I think the things we talk about is something that we culturally just sweep under the rug. And we like to not look at it, and we just shine a light on it and want awesome. To look at it.
And this second track, Sucker Heel, how did you come up with that one? Also, the name, because is this the one that you were saying is a little bit different from than the scene? I mean, like, because you didn't know which track it was.
Yeah, we have different names for, like, the scenes.
Mm. So how did you come up with Sucker Heel?
So, first, we had Tui's idea for the scene. We have, in that scene, we have a character, a fashionable woman who's got her heels, her fur coat, and her Starbucks coffee, and we want it to be light. She's enjoying life. She's typical consumer, maybe.
Yeah. She's living in abundance.
Yeah.
She has everything.
More is more. Yeah.
She likes consuming, and then. At some point, she realizes that she's just deeply unhappy and explores that emotion and just starts crumbling apart all this facade that she's built, just crumbling and crumbling. And then there's a huge transition in her, and that was the journey of the dancer, and that's what I try to do in the music. So we start with this like upbeat fashion kind of happy light, and then that starts crumbling apart, and then as she is going into this consumer overdrive, there's this like slurp sample.
Oh yeah.
So you want her to just like suck everything in, and
sounds very interesting. I'm curious about this scene.
Yeah, Brittany Kohler, the dancer, has done an amazing job of like going into this character, and it's more than just a person. She's like embodying a whole kind of like
consumerism.
And state, and then letting that kind of affect her until she falls apart, and it goes so well sonically with what Alex has created.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Well, let's give it a listen. Thank you. You can hear that slurping coming in right there. And we're going to play this one from your project. This is this a new track under your solo project?
It's fairly new. It's been out there for a while. But my project is called Rion. This track is called Kinabatangan.
It was interesting hearing how the difference between this and the score work that you've done for Meat, which is nice because this is definitely more that kind of like dancey electronic music. Mm. It was awesome. And tell us a bit about the show. How's it going? Are you excited?
Super excited.
Mm. Alex, are you as well?
Yeah, I'm very excited. Very nervous. We're dealing with lots of emotions, lots of pressure, and this is like our last week before the show is premiering. So all of these like insecurities surface, all of these doubts.
It's down to the brink now, isn't it?
But, it is. It's stressful.
But we're on it.
I'm very excited to hand it over to the people and be
this is what I've been doing this whole time. How long has it been in the works?
We've been in the studio 4 days a week for 2 months.
Oh, more, 3 months.
Yeah, and I mean, I've been researching it for about
ages.
2 years, and I've been a lifelong vegetarian.
Yeah.
So it's a topic that has kind of always been a part of me. And rehearsals have been 2 or 3 months long with the performers.
Well, it sounds great. And starting next week, right?
Starting next week.
Tuesday? 14th. Tuesday, Monday.
Tuesday. We open basement.
Oh, should be great. Where can people get their tickets?
They can get them from iTickets, and they can get them through Basement Theatre.
The room is only 60 people, so tickets are selling out quite fast, and the capacity of the theatre isn't that big.
Which we love.
That's awesome.
It makes much sense later on. But it's very small.
It's going to be intimate, and the layout of the space also is important, but we're not going to give that away.
No.
You'll have to come.
People have to come along to get the real deal.
Yeah.
Sure.
Awesome. Well, thanks very much for coming up. It's been very interesting listening to this kind of stuff because coincidentally, recently I've been listening to quite a few scores, and this is completely different from what I have been listening to lately.
Well, I love that.
Yeah, that's what we wanted to do.
Awesome. Well, good luck with the show. I hope
it goes
great. And I'll be plugging it all through next week as well.
Awesome.
Amazing. Thank you.
That was My Morning Mixtape on 95 BFM.